B-Pod Studios.
About to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, Brian's on vacation, so it's just me and LBF.
Yep.
And the week's flying by, or is it just me?
No, it's going fast.
It's going pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why does it happen like that? It's August. We don't want it to go fast.
No, it's
slow down, man.
Well, at work, we kind of do.
Yeah, yeah. We're good with that.
Yeah, right.
But all of a sudden, it's before you know it, August 6th.
Is it August 6th already? Oh
yeah,
my God!
Right, just flying by like
one
that.
Like it'll, 1 month. It's Labor Day.
How about that?
That's great. And then, I don't know. School,
we don't
no
know.
School.
We don't know.
I have no idea.
But we don't know. Does your town, does Canton say anything about back
There's
to school?
There's a lot of surveys going back and forth, but I'm girding myself for just
Are you
Zooming.
Team school or team Zoom?
For me, I'm
Yeah, for
team
you personally.
Zoom.
Yeah.
You'd rather, for now.
For now.
Because I just feel like, the kids, they may not get sick from it, or but they are going to bring it home, and the teachers, and then the teachers bring it home. It's like, it's just really hard to
figure out. Why does it have to be all or nothing? So let's just say, well, there's going to be school. Well, maybe it won't start in September.
Well,
yeah, maybe they do it that way.
They're floating around all these things like kids will go to school 2 days a week. It'll be and then a group of kids
or
will
that.
Go the other 2 days a week, and then. I feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for
they
the kids.
They want to hang out with their friends.
It's just,
right?
Yeah, but,
yeah,
you
no,
know,
it's not
dangerous.
Good. Not
so.
Good. Well, it could be like our sales department.
Yeah, that's what they do here.
Yeah, there's a red team and the blue team.
Right.
There you go.
And that's what I think a lot of schools are going to be doing.
Boy, what team got Thursday, Friday off? That's the team to be
that's
on.
That's the team
right?
to be on, right?
Yeah, that's the green. I think they're, doing a trade.
People are working from home.
You know, I keep forgetting that. You can actually work from home. Good
you
point.
Can.
Good point.
It's true.
On Thursdays and Fridays. Beautiful deal. Okay, partly cloudy today and a high of 84. I'm going to the beach.
We're going to
the beach today. We bought our exorbitantly priced beach passes to go.
Where are you going?
Undisclosed North Shore Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want your stalkers following you?
Yes.
Or is it a nude beach?
No, I don't want you to get there before me is what I don't want.
Oh, okay.
The parking. So it's an
undisclosed
beach.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right.
Down to 67 tonight, tomorrow. Cloudy high 74. Just think greenheads.
Oh.
Okay?
They're the worst.
Oh, I hate greenheads.
It's
what do
like
we do
nature.
To piss them off?
I know.
That's the question.
Something, and I blame you.
Because greenheads come in hot.
They do.
They don't
they
just
come
land
in hot.
And sniff.
Nope, they come in hot,
they
and then
come
they
in,
immediately.
They
and then
attack
you
instantly.
Yeah, and then they play dead.
They don't play dead with me.
Do you get them?
They're dead.
Good for you.
I'll bring
you.
A fly swatter.
You should.
Boy, there's a fun day. There's a fun day.
Sounds like a all blast.
Right. That just sounds
can't
like
wait
fun
till you tell me all about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be sure to. Million Dollar Scramble. Are we stuck at song number 3? So we'll give you a little bit more opportunities to hear it.
Tricking people up.
Yeah, I think people know song 5, but song number 4 is it. So we got 1, 2, 3. I think 4 is tripping people up. Here it is. Boom. Okay.
So quick.
Yep, it's so quick. It's worth $1,000.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 6:18. That's coming up, LBF. Sponsored by
Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Okay, this is a really cool story out of Virginia. A guy had an unusual gamble that paid off. He bought 25 identical lottery tickets for the same drawing and won 25 times for a total of $125,000. So this guy, Raymond Harrington, told the Virginia lottery officials he visited a Wegmans store in Virginia Beach. He decided to buy 25 $1 tickets for the July 17th pick 4 drawing. Someone or something just told me to play 25 times.
Okay? Really?
Yep. He said it paid off when his number of 4640 Each of Harrington's tickets won a $5,000 top prize.
That's...
because there were top prize at five?
Something or someone told him. I smell something. A rat.
You think so?
Yeah.
He won $125,000. He's going to use his money for his kids in college. So they get a max out of $5,000.
Okay.
Something told him to buy it 25 times. You're not buying it?
No. Something's fishy. Something's fishy.
You buy a lot of fish with that.
Yeah, you could.
Have a hunch, bet a bunch. That's what it was. There you go.
Just make that up?
No, that's been around forever.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to claim that.
Okay.
No. Okay, just remember it. That's all.
All right.
All right, what's cool?
What liquor? It's Thirsty Thursday, so I am here to help you. What liquors are most likely to make you hungover, blackout, get arrested, and go streaking?
What?
Yeah. Now I have your attention.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, whiskey. You guys get arrested the most. Totally true.
Whiskey drinkers?
People who get a little bit nuts on whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Okay.
You also are the most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. You're most likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila. I have to tell you.
Tequila people?
I know in each one of these scenarios, I know a person who has gotten... really, not arrested, but almost arrested drinking whiskey. Somebody who has gotten naked with the vodka.
Uh-huh.
And I know somebody who lit something on fire while drinking tequila.
That's crazy.
And so tequila, yeah.
Profile fits.
Yeah, it does. And tequila causes the worst hangovers. That I don't agree with.
Because that's yours.
I don't know.
Maybe you just don't know. Maybe you just have perpetual.
Maybe I'm just constantly hungover.
Yeah, it could be a constant state. Of like, that could be
that
just...
That could be it.
Wow.
Like, slightly irritated and I have a headache all the time.
Yeah. It's your new
norm. You know what? You're not wrong.
It's better than setting fires. I mean, you know, you got to have it.
That was a scene.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. I would be vodka of those.
Naked?
No, but vodka. Yeah, that hasn't happened, but...
Tattoo?
You know, It's good to know that could happen.
Yeah.
With the right amount.
Well, now I know what your wife is going to be drinking this weekend.
I hope it's
here,
vodka.
Here, Carolyn, have some vodka. It's a really delicious drink.
She'll be like, great, I want a tattoo. No, no, no. No, you don't. You want to get naked.
Yeah.
All right. What does IPA stand for? Do you know?
No.
IPA.
Wait.
You hear them all the time. You know what IPA stands for.
I don't know.
Oh, let me tell you. India Pale Ale.
Yes,
you
I
knew
forgot.
That.
I'm drunk.
But it wasn't it wasn't created there. Would you like some fun facts about IPAs?
I suppose I'm going to get them either way.
Here you go. All right. During the Brits' efforts to colonize India, they made several failed attempts to send beer to their troops overseas. Extreme temperatures and lack of refrigeration caused spoilage every time. According to legend, George Hodgson, his name, created a brew that was bitter and highly alcoholic, but it could make the long ocean trip. So there you have
bitter
it.
Bitter and highly alcoholic.
Yeah.
Sounds like a girl I know.
Very bitter. Very bitter. So there you have it. IPAs were made for the British troops in India. They couldn't ship it otherwise. There was no refrigeration.
Okay. Well, I'm beer glad that happened. That. I like an IPA.
I guess it's the dregs of the beer, isn't it? Like the yeah.
Way to sell it.
Yeah. I'm not an IPA guy.
I like it. Boom sauce.
You like the boom sauce?
Yeah, I do.
My son-in-law loves boom sauce.
Yeah, I had one the
Can't
other day,
enough,
but I can only have one.
Yeah, that's
what
happens.
And I'm a tequila drinker. Isn't that funny?
Don't call boom sauce for nothing.
Right.
Boom, there she goes. Out. Fun fact.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It is 70 degrees at 6:30. Have you heard from Brian?
I haven't.
Yeah, me either.
I don't want to bug him.
Lisa,
like, I don't even want to say I hope you're having a good vacation because I don't even want him to think about work.
He's probably still tired from the Pan Mass Challenge bike ride.
Yeah.
Needs a week off.
I
from
saw
that.
An Insta story. He looked happy. He's
good.
Not shaving.
Okay.
I like to do that on vacation too.
How does wife? Yeah, well, that's fine. Just don't go to the beach. Did I say that out loud? No, I didn't mean that at all. You be you.
Thank you so much.
You do you, LBF. If you don't want it, that's fine with me. Hey, you were talking about Walmart earlier. I had an incident yesterday at a Walmart.
Most people do, Bob.
Well, I know. I was minding my own business.
And?
I got home and they had an extra bag. I thought I just bought one bag's worth of stuff, but the girl said, here's your other bag, sir. I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe she put whatever in the Sapper bag.
A little piece of candy, a prize.
Wouldn't that be nice? I get home, and there are two ladies' watches in the second bag.
Oh.
I did not buy these watches. So, what to do? What to do?
Well, do you have birthdays coming up? That's my first question.
Well, Carolyn's birthday is the 19th.
Is it? Oh, perfect.
Well,
is
now,
it a nice, like, is it a cute watch?
Do you want the other part of the story?
What's that?
They're both $12 watches.
No shame in that game.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if you buy inexpensive watches, you can color coordinate them to your outfits.
They are kind of nice looking.
So there you go.
So
when's your mother-in-law's
birthday? Are you
saying birthday?
August, I think it's before it.
Perfect.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying it at all.
I
mean, ideally,
you
should
go
just return them
yeah.
and say you gave these to me by accident. But I'm just thinking,
wow,
you know, if you could possibly. Everyone.
Finders, keepers.
Pay it forward. That's all I'm saying.
It's
pay it forward.
That's funny. Now that is funny. What should I do? What would you do?
I just know this. That if these watches were really nice watches,
it'd be a tougher decision. Tougher decision.
Yep, I know.
Let's just see what the audience thinks I should do with these two $12 watches.
Yeah.
Keep them, donate them, return them.
Re-gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Re-gift,
return, or donate.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if anybody has some advice. 888-410-1057.
Teach Bob how to be a good person.
I think I already know what I'm going to do.
Okay, all right.
I know what you're going to do. That way, all right, what's coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Oh, boy. Brian Austin Green just trolled Megan Fox in the best way possible after she got a new boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly. I know that this means nothing to a lot of people, but I'm telling you, it's worth tuning in for because it's a nice burn.
They call it a clapback?
It's a burn, a good burn.
Yeah.
When you're breaking up.
All right, let's take a call here before you do traffic.
Okay.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. So are you calling about the watches?
Yeah, tell him to return them and get his money back.
Well, I'm him, so yeah. They weren't my money.
It wasn't his money. That would be so wrong.
I know it wasn't his money.
Oh.
That's so wrong. That's like doubling down on being wrong. Like, not you're like, oh, I'm just going to keep them, but I'm going to go return them and then get some cash so I can buy something else.
Nice try.
But that's, that's.
All right, thank you. ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what do you think I should do? Yeah, what should I do?
I really think that they should go back. If there were $10 watches or $1,010 watches, I never thought this way when I was younger, but I think the right thing to do is next time you go to the store, just turn them in, make you feel better.
It's true.
Yeah.
You feel like karma's on your side when you do stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, I just did like a good thing and whatever. It was no skin off my back. And then you feel better.
See.
Because I feel like immediately something bad is going to happen to you. Not terrible, but like you'll stub your toe and you'll blame it on
those two cheap watches.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't do what LBF says and give them to Bev and my wife. Okay.
I've got you. Paying it forward.
Paying it forward. Here you go. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Okay, 6:45. Let's see what's in the laundry, LBF.
Well, it's a little dirty.
Yeah.
We have another comedian that's doing bad things with girls.
Ouch.
Also, one of your favorite shows was canceled the first. The best trolling burn so far this year. And it's, innocuous, so it's no big deal. Megan Fox. Now, we all know who Megan Fox is. Megan Fox is, the beautiful blue-eyed, raven-haired starlet.
I can't
name
a movie she was in.
Transformers, maybe?
Yeah.
But she's been in, I just was actually watching a movie with her yesterday, Friends with Kids.
Okay.
It's kind of rando. She was in This Is 40.
Okay, I remember
she
that.
She worked at the store. She's just like a sex symbol that walks around. Like our like the new Pam Anderson.
Just be there to make every scene look better.
Right.
Got
and
it.
She was married to Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210. Mm-hmm. Two very good-looking people. They had three children together, three boys. Anyway, Megan and Brian broke up after many, many years together, and now Megan is with Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Not a mobster.
Right.
A musician. And so she posted a picture of the two of them together and wrote, "Achingly beautiful boy, "My heart is yours" on her Insta.
About her boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly. Okay.
Yes.
Achingly beautiful. Jeez.
So then Brian Austin Green posted pictures of his three sons with Megan and called them achingly beautiful boys. Mm. "My heart is yours."
Okay.
Ouch. So that's how you troll.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Are they achingly beautiful boys? They got to be, right?
Children,
they can't lose.
Literally, they're beautiful. It actually hurt to look at them.
Wow.
Because I was like, wow.
It aches.
It aches. Machine Gun Kelly, I could.
Did it ache?
Nope.
Doesn't
not
ache.
Not even. I don't need an aspirin at all.
No, not at all.
I need a couple of Advil after
what,
the kids.
Yeah.
Their children are just absolutely
How could you
beautiful.
Lose, right?
Yeah.
When you look, when you
imagine winning
like
that lottery. Like being that good looking, Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox, good looking.
That your parents are those two?
Well, not even that, but like that, and then just like being Megan Fox, good looking.
Being achingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It aches to look at you.
I know.
But I'll still look.
I bet you will. But you shouldn't, just like Jeff
Ross. I won't.
Shouldn't. Mm. Jeff Ross is a comedian. He does a lot of those
roasts. Yeah, he's the head roaster.
Yeah, I hate those things. They make me so uncomfortable.
Would you ever volunteer to be roasted?
No, and I would never, ever want to roast anybody.
Oh,
it would make
God.
Me so upset to even kid about something, because you know when you kid about stuff, sometimes it's a little bit true, and I don't like it. But anyway, he's the head of it.
He's brutal.
Which means he's probably kind of has an awful streak.
Yeah.
But he's accused of having a relationship with a minor. So Vulture has spilled Jessica Radke's whole story, and she said that she started a relationship with Jeff Ross 20 years ago. She was 15, and he was 33. She says Ross liked that she was, this is so gross, innocent and didn't want her to look too grown up. And he was obsessed with Jerry Seinfeld's four-year relationship with 17-year-old Shoshana Lonstein in the 90s. That was always weird. Remember that?
Is he still with Shoshana?
No.
Oh, I don't think so.
He's
That's
with Jessica.
Right.
They met at the gym. Would never happen to me. They met at the gym. She was married, and then he liked her, and then she got a divorce right away.
Look
and then
at that.
Married Seinfeld.
Just like...
Because she's like, cha-ching.
That's all. Yeah, and the guy probably understood. I get it.
Amy Schumer, my favorite person, who I did not meet on the Vineyard because I probably don't have a key to her beach, has spoken out about Ross. She considers him a good friend, but she said, to be honest, he's always had alarmingly young-looking girlfriends. Never one I have known to be underage, but alarmingly
young-looking
all the same.
Okay.
Yikes. And finally.
He's no looker.
Oh, not at all.
No.
But that shouldn't matter. He's just,
no.
You know, but. Just as an aside.
Yes.
He's no Brian Austin Green.
He's
he is not achingly beautiful.
No, he's not.
He's kind of actually gaggingly
he's
ugly.
Head achingly.
Gaggingly ugly or achingly beautiful?
No, he's head achingly.
Yes, exactly.
He's beautiful.
All right. And then sad news. Three decades I've been watching this show, and now it's over.
Tell me.
E! News. Canceled.
There's no news.
There's
no E! News.
But
what are they going to report?
Good point.
There's nothing.
They started in 1991.
Mm.
That's my go-to channel. Some people have CNN. Some people have Fox. I have E! News. Now I don't.
There you go.
Oh, well.
You know what? Well, every night when I go to bed, I speak into the remote.
What do you say?
Because it's voice activated.
Yeah.
I say, honey, I'm going to bed. And then actually she speaks into it and says, bravo.
Right.
And I don't know if she's cheering, but I'm going
no,
to bed.
No, she's, yeah, well, she is and
channel.
She is.
Yeah,
she's just
right.
watching Bravo and also finally.
Finally.
It's code for finally.
Finally. Bravo. Bravo's going to bed. True story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
All right. We have Joe from the Cape on the line.
Calling the Solution Center.
He's calling the Solution Center. So he sent us an email. He's been dating this woman for a while who apparently likes it when he pays.
Yeah.
For everything,
yeah,
says Joe. But we'll hear from here. All right, here's Joe's situation. Listen closely, because, like you said, LBF, He came to the Solution Center.
Yep.
He wants to know what he should do about his situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is.
Well, we got a situation here, and LBF, we have Joe from the Cape on the phone. Good morning, Joe.
Morning there, Bob and LB. How you doing this morning?
We're doing good. I know it's early. Thanks for calling us, but you emailed us with a dilemma. So your email says you've been dating a woman since last August, summer, whatever, and you've noticed that she doesn't pay for much of anything, and it's starting to bother you a little bit, right?
No. No, she doesn't. She, it's like we went out to the Cape and had an expensive dinner the other night. Now, because of COVID, it's been kind of, you know, hands off and everything else, and been away from each other a little bit. But we only had a chance to go out last week, and went down for a very expensive dinner, and she didn't even. No, I mean, she didn't even try to, split it or try to, even offer to pay the tip or, you know, like I paid for everything. So it's just one of those things. It would have been nice if, you know, she offered to pay something on it, you know?
Yeah. So she didn't even reach for a wallet. She didn't even pretend. And this has been going on since you started dating. She never pays.
Right.
And like initially I think you're like, okay, we're dating and I'll do this, but this is a long relationship now, and this is now it's like it's bordering on freeloading.
Right.
So the question is, I think, right, like you still want to date her, but you gotta talk to her about this situation, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
not
you like her though, right, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, you
otherwise
keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But it's just it's just really nice if she would have helped out a little bit here or there or something
right.
like that.
So
you know?
She's old-fashioned? Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, that's one way to put it.
Yeah. I'm not saying she's old, Joe. Yeah. I did not say that.
But, you know, cheap.
Right.
Maybe she has money problems you don't know about. But you have to, like, how does he have this conversation? What does he do?
Joe, she works, right? I mean, she has a decent job, you said in the email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like she doesn't have the money.
Mm-mm.
That's
right. I personally think, you know, it's hard because you don't want to be the guy that say, hey, yo, on us.
Right. You can't.
But how to bring it up. All right. So, Joe, thank you for listening. I know it's early. We appreciate your calling. But stay tuned. We'll have some advice from our listeners who may have dealt with this or got good tips for you. Okay.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe's going to go broke.
I know.
We should call you Broke Joe from the Cape.
Yeah,
you know what? Don't take her to expensive meals for a while is all I'm saying. All right? Joe, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thanks, be listening.
Yep.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Then there's plan C, which could be just move on. Just forget it.
Cut bait. Like, you know what? Why? It's hard to change a person.
That seems like a lot because, you know, he's an older guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's just dating again, and he's found somebody he likes.
Times are tough.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's got money. So maybe he should just, I don't want to say it to him personally, but but Joe. But he's listening.
Yeah, so what do people, we need help. We need our listeners to help us. Dump her or talk to her? And if you talk to her, what would you even say?
What do you say? All right, 888-410-1057. Joe's going to tune in the next 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, we're going to do a tally, and whoever comes out, he's going to act on your suggestions.
Well, he's probably starting to, should he just move on? Forget it.
It's an easy time to break up with somebody.
It sure is.
I can't see you, COVID.
Nope. All right, let's see what listeners have to say for you, Joe. 888-410-1057. What should Joe do? Maybe talk to her, move on, get some advice. Right? Or just live with it.
Yeah, no.
All right, 888-410-1057.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
All right, we do. We have our old friend Joe from the Cape. Now, he called because he's been seeing a gal, since last summer, he says, who just doesn't seem to want to pay for anything.
Like, ever.
Ever.
Never even feigns, like, reaching for her pocketbook.
Right. So we're trying to figure out ways for Joe to either tell her, right, that, you know.
Yeah, like, have a conversation, find out what
I'm
this is about.
Right.
Or
just move on.
Right.
Okay, let's see. All right, let's take some calls. WROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue. Susan, and I have some advice for Joe.
Okay. What is it?
So he should talk to her about going out, and he should say, I'd love to get together, but I don't have a lot of money this week, and see if she offers to pay, and if she doesn't, then she's gone.
A test.
I like it.
That's good. We'll pass it on. Yeah.
All right. Good advice.
All right.
Wow. So if she fails a test, what's he going to say to her?
And he says, okay, well, I'll call you sometime.
Bye bye.
All right.
That's good. I like that one. I like it. All right. Thank you, Susan. Okay. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Who's this?
Calling about. Oh, this is Greg.
All right, Greg.
From Everett.
Yeah. You calling about Joe?
Yeah. So my suggestion for Joe would be he's either got to accept it or get out because it's probably not going to change.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to change.
I don't think she's going to change either. So he's either going to live with it or lose it.
Or go to cheap places.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Old Country Buffet or PM.
That's it. You took it to an
expensive. I would say the reality is it's going to continue on.
I think so.
So if he can't accept it, he's just going to be frustrated with this for the duration of the relationship.
Yeah. Either accept it or move
wise
on.
You're
such an adult, Greg. That's,
yeah.
Good
I know.
Adult. You know.
Finally.
Yeah.
Somebody with some adult advice.
We'll pass it on, Greg. Thank you.
Well, I wish Joe some good luck.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Wow. So, yeah, there's that. Live with it or because she's not going
to
change.
Yeah, that's probably the soundest advice. Whether or not Joe's going to take it remains to be seen, because usually I take the advice that's the worst.
Well, yeah, but I like people who want to put her to the test.
Yeah.
So that's good, too. All right, what do you say? 888-410-1057. See if we can help old Joe out here. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian on vacation, but we've got a situation. We had Joe from the Cape call. A while ago, he's seen a woman since last summer who never pays for anything.
Nothing.
They had an expensive dinner last Saturday, and she had those dinosaur arms that just can't reach.
I call them alligator arms. That's
alligator
funny.
Arms, yeah. I can't reach my wallet.
Yeah.
He's getting tired of it. All right, John on 495, what do you say?
I think Joe should just man up. Pay for his woman.
Oh.
I mean, come on. I mean, I know it's an 80s show. I might be a little old-fashioned. I'm an 80s product, but come on.
Does it hurt when your knuckles drag across the floor?
No. What do you mean? He said pay for his woman.
I'm just pay for his woman. No, it's
it's chivalry.
Chivalry, I see.
Yeah.
Chivalry. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But kind of, like, after a while, though, like, is it kind of rude that she's not even offering?
At least
I
offer
mean, like, it's
once
kind
in a while.
Of, you know, it's polite to even offer.
Yeah, I haven't dated in 35 years, so I really don't know what I'm talking about.
You're kidding me.
He's happily married, LBF.
I know.
That's why. He's got a lovely woman at home. Doesn't pay for anything.
Doesn't pay for everything.
There you go. John, that's not bad advice.
No, it's not. It's advice.
It's old school.
It's old school.
I just think I would want her to offer, at least.
Yes.
Just, you know,
it's
and then
a
you could
politeness.
Be. And then, John, like you said, man up at that point. You know? Man up.
Man up.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
See ya. That's funny. Knuckles. You can't say that, man. He's old fashioned.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Let's see who else we have. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Come on, this is Joe. How you doing?
Well, not the Joe. Let's be
another
clear,
Joe.
Right? Okay, another Joe.
No, not
Joe.
The Joe. No, this is another Joe.
All right, Joe. What advice do you have for Joe from the Cape?
Well, I would just say, hey, you know what, honey? We're going out Saturday night. Time for you to buy. It's your turn.
Right.
Just be up front.
Up front. And if she, and if honey says. And see what honey says, right? That's all.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you'll know right there whether she wants to stay with you or she's just, a mooch.
A mooch.
A mooch. Yeah, but again, the test.
I like it. Everybody's testing.
Yeah, so you test and then decide.
That's it.
That's it.
Sounds like
that's
one more
it.
Test.
Uh-huh.
All
and
right.
You put the ball in her court and then you go from there.
That's it.
Okie doke.
That's all.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye. Joe. Well, he's putting her to the test. Hey, it's your turn to buy.
Yeah.
What are you, a mooch?
I like it. I like the sort of. Lots of opinions, and they're all different.
Yeah.
Except one thing is true, the test. Mm. I like the test.
Everybody wants the test.
Yep.
Just to see. One. She gets one more test.
she flunks, it's not good. All right, we'll leave the phones open for a while. I think Joe's appreciating all the advice. 888-410-1057. What's coming up in the Dirty Laundry?
Who is going to play Geppetto in Disney's live action of Pinocchio?
A little Geppetto. I wonder who's going to play Pinocchio. That's a tougher role.
Right. I mean, yeah, you know, he think about is it, yeah. Made of wood.
Made of wood.
So that's right? Tough. You know? I mean, really.
Oh, wouldn't I? Okay, coming up past Dirty Laundry in a few minutes. Also, the Million Dollar Playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Play. That's
exciting.
At 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Right, 7:44. We'll take a break from giving Cape Cod Joe advice on dating.
So much.
There's a lot of calls to get to. We'll get to more, but right now, let's see how the Dirty Laundry is LBF.
Okay. We have a 90s cartoon returning to TV. Alyssa Milano has an interesting test result. But first, Tom Hanks. What's he do? He just recovered from COVID-19. Well, he's back in action because he's in talks to play Geppetto in Disney's live-action version of Pinocchio. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay. Tom Hanks, he can do anything.
Well, he can do anything.
He's great.
He gets all the roles.
I want to know who's going to play Pinocchio. That's the role.
That's the
role? Plum role.
It is the good role.
Yeah.
I want to know who plays the fox.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because he leads him into trouble.
Yeah. Troublemaker.
Pinocchio. Good movie. Who's going to play Jiminy Cricket?
That's even a more difficult role.
It
Any
is.
Any suggestions?
Like super small and green.
Yeah.
I just hope that, like, Tom Hanks doesn't do that thing with Geppetto. No. Because with the Italian thing where they do that, like, that ridiculous over-Italian.
He's going to do that. He's going to have his glasses down at the end of his nose because he's an old cobbler. And he's going to do the bad Italian. But if anybody can do it, Tom Hanks can do it.
It's better than anybody else.
That's right.
All right, Alyssa Milano, who, by the way, is bringing back Who's the Boss with Tony Danza.
Yeah.
That's exciting. She just tested positive for coronavirus antibodies. And I'm telling this story because I just think it's interesting. She said, so the antibodies mean that you had it.
Okay.
And she revealed that she basically had every COVID symptom earlier this year. And this happened to your daughter, right?
Yeah, my daughter who was in California.
Yes.
Had all the symptoms, and they didn't know what it was.
Went to the doctor, they're like, ah.
They weren't testing
at that point.
They weren't testing. Yeah. It wasn't even a thing.
Yep.
It was just a weird thing.
She had early COVID, every COVID symptom, and then tested negative for the virus when she was sick. She told her followers that she was tested for COVID-19 three times, and all the results came back negative, which is kind of scary because people are getting tested And by the way, it's very hard to find a test. My sister wants to go to Maine, and it's hard for her to find a place to be tested.
Is that right?
Because you're going to get a certificate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they can come back negative.
You need a test to go to Maine?
Yeah. You didn't know that? If you rent a house or something
okay.
in Maine.
Yeah. Long term? Right.
Not long term.
Well, I went up for a lobster roll. They didn't ask me any questions.
No, I think if, like, you rent.
Ah, God.
Did you really go to Maine just for a lobster roll?
Yeah, it's
you
not.
You are a hungry man.
I am going to write a book about lobster rolls someday.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I missed this memo.
Yeah.
You're going to write a book about lobster rolls?
That's what I tell my wife. So we take pictures of the awesome. It's just a way to get more lobster rolls in the summer.
Oh.
So I'm going to write a book. Wink, wink.
Oh, my God. All right. And and finally.
You're easy.
What we did. You know what? I'm so
you
skeptical.
Are.
But then, like, I believe everything.
You do.
I make
That's
no
great.
Sense. That's going to be the name of my book.
Yeah,
makes no sense. The Ren and Stimpy show
is
coming back. Why? I don't know why. It's returning to television.
It was fun in its time.
Was
don't
it?
You think?
No.
I loved Ren and Stimpy.
You did?
Most guys did. Like,
I think that's why.
Funny.
It's like a Beavis and Butthead thing.
Right.
Did you like that show?
Not so much. A little of that went a long way. Don't you think?
I wish they'd bring back Punky Brewster.
Okay. We're done. We're done.
That's some good TV. All right.
You want to take one more call?
Yeah. For Joe?
For Joe. We have a gentleman on the phone who says he has a test for the lady who doesn't pay. All right. What's the advice? Good morning.
This is Matt.
Matt, any advice for Joe today? Old Joe from
the
Cape?
I mean, if he's offering to go out, if he asks if she wants to go out to eat, he should be paying. But if she wants to go out, say, not really looking to spend the money and see if she offers.
You see, it's not a test.
Yeah.
Just don't ask her out for a while.
And see.
And then
yeah.
she'll be like, yeah, let's go out and see what happens.
But if you're asking if you want to go out to eat, then you should be paying.
See, that's, it's a technicality.
I don't know. Like, 'cause I'll ask my friend to go out to eat and be like, I don't expect to pay for it.
Right.
You know
but
what I mean?
But I think they're dating a lot, though.
When you're friends. Yeah.
I get it if they first start dating, but over
but
a year.
But a year, it's like,
on.
Now it's like, let me get this.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, just a little bit.
I think what you're saying is if you just start, and I agree with you, but after a year, at least pretend. I tell my daughters, listen, offer to pay once in a while. All right. The coffee.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that way it's cheap. Right.
Right.
You do
right.
it that way.
Who's paying, really?
Yeah. Dad. Yeah, that's right. LBF. Yeah. So, anyway, everybody wants to test this woman out.
I know.
Just
it's
give her a
crazy.
Little, like, let her ask you out and see what happens.
Huh.
It's a great situation. I don't know what old Joe's going to do. But I know what I'm going to do. Coming up, $1 million scramble. We're stuck on songs 4 and 5. You get those, $1,000, and then what could happen?
$1 million. Joe should listen, then he'd be able to pay for dinner.
And never be a problem again. The $1 million playlist is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes. So let's say good morning to our player, Julie from Bridgewater. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Bob and LBF.
Well, thank you for calling in for Super Smart. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a mom of two, and I work at a music school, and I love trivia.
Oh,
all
great.
Right.
That's this is your shot. $1,000, okay? Well, Julie, mm-hmm. you know how it works. You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. So remember, as you play, if you're not sure, say pass as quickly as you can, and we'll move on. If we have time, we'll get back to it. You ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Let's do it.
What's 8 plus 8?
16.
During his rap career, what name did Will Smith go by?
The Fresh Prince.
What year was the first iPhone released? 2006, 7, or 8?
2006.
Richard Bachman is a pen name of what famous writer?
John Grisham.
Who painted Starry, Starry Night?
Pass.
What type of animal is a shire?
A llama.
Who is the youngest Disney princess?
Moana.
Which country invented tea?
England.
What birds were traditionally used to detect dangerous gases in a coal mine?
Crows.
In what George Orwell novel would you find two pigs named Napoleon and Snowball?
Pass.
We ran out of time.
Julie, yeah. Too bad. Not your day.
Nah, yeah. It's, you know,
happens.
Just a bad mix.
Bad
it's okay.
Mix.
Really my fault.
Yes, it is. Yeah. All right. What did we miss, LBF?
Okay. The iPhone was released in 2007. Richard Bachman is a pen name of Stephen King. Really good book called Thinner. You should read it. Mm. Who painted Starry Night? Van Gogh. A shire is a horse. Snow White is the youngest Disney princess. She was 14, I guess. China invented tea, although I thought the same thing with England. Canaries in a coal mine. Yeah. That's the thing that was sent in. And George Orwell novel, where you find two pigs named Napoleon and Snowball that we were all supposed to read in high school, but many of us didn't. Animal Farm.
Oh, that explains a lot.
What do you mean?
You never read Animal Farm?
I was supposed to.
You're supposed to? Oh, it's a great book.
I know everyone. My brother loved it.
Yes, because it's about socialists and how some are more equal than others.
Oh, God.
That's what.
Yeah.
Sorry, Julie. It's the book. Don't blame me. Julie, thanks for playing. Okay.
Thank you for having me, guys. It was It was quick.
It was quick. I know, isn't it? It's like it goes by so... You know what? 60 seconds goes by so fast unless you're on a treadmill.
Right.
that's the truth.
That's true. Listen, Julie, you know nobody leaves empty-handed. We got a $100 lobster trap gift card for you. How about that?
Yay. That's wicked awesome.
It is wicked awesome. 50th anniversary this year. They're celebrating along with the joining Seafood Market. Check it out for year-round lunch, brunch, dinner, off-season Sunday brunch. For more info, visit lobstertrap.net.
Yum.
Julie, have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you so much.
There you go. All right. So not Julie's day, but could it be yours if you think you're super smart? Sign up at WROR.com. Plus, you have the multiple choice questions.
Yes, so you can take the quiz and you can practice and you can learn things like, you know, the players in Animal Farm.
The players. Two pigs.
Two pigs.
they were more equal than the rest.
Okay. I can't wait to read it now.
Oh, you should.
Oh,
it
boy.
It would do you good.
Oh, my
okay,
God, Bob.
Okay, coming up. Let the
oven finish. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:26. Here's what's cool. I never thought the National Park Service, LBF, would have to issue this public service announcement, but they did yesterday.
No.
They put up a Facebook post saying, if you're visiting one of our country's fine national parks and, you find yourself face-to-face with a bear, how do you escape? Well, they put up reminders saying that, please, if you encounter a bear, do not push your slower friends down in the attempts of saving yourself.
That's an actual thing they put up because people will do that?
People will do that in panic. They'll actually, if you're together, push that one out of the way and start to run. And then your friend gets it. So please, don't do that.
It's such a George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Isn't that amazing? They also said, don't run. Don't climb a tree. Okay?
Okay. Two things I really would never do anyway.
Yeah, right. They say, stay calm. Slowly but surely move away. Walk sideways while you keep eye contact with the bear. They find all that more non-threatening.
So
don't
this is
push
just
Dave down.
Yet another reason I don't go outside.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, right? There, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can outrun Dave, that's all you got to worry about.
I don't think I can.
All right, what's cool?
Okay, so what booze should you serve if you want someone to get naked? I have the answer.
I like it. What a premise.
There are certain types of liquors that are most likely to make you do things, and I'll tell you what they are.
Okay.
Whiskey drinkers. They get arrested the most.
Mm-hmm.
Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey
compared
to rum. Mm-hmm. Tequila's third.
Rum's fun. What happens there? Nothing?
I hate rum.
Yeah?
I don't love a
rum's
drink.
Fun.
It always makes me really sick.
Okay.
Because usually it's like a Mai Tai.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Vodka drinkers. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You want someone to get naked.
That's it.
Serve them some vodka. They're the most likely to get naked in public.
Well,
streaking.
In public.
And maybe it's because it's something younger people do and they tend to drink more vodka.
Got it.
Also, if you want to tattoo, vodka's the thing to drink.
Vodka,
and finally, tequila.
Yeah.
You're very likely to set something on fire when you have had too much tequila. And also, you will wake up with the worst hangover.
Now, you said before, you know, each one of these to
I know
be
somebody's
true.
Almost been arrested when they were...
too much whiskey.
Too much whiskey.
Yeah.
Totally naked people with vodka.
Awesome.
And I know somebody who set something on fire while drinking tequila.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Did
I shall not name names, but I picture them all
that
in my head right now.
Funny.
Yeah.
You know all three of those symptoms, then you prove the point.
I have proven the point.
Party with LBF. Oh, that's the party I want to go
to. I'm not doing any of those
things. No, but apparently your friends
I'm a
are.
Lady.
Okay. Here's a survey. We must pass it on from the University of Westminster. That's in England. They found that the hungrier male college students were, the more likely they were to choose a computer-generated figure of a woman with a large bust. Yep, as most attractive. In fact,
really?
The hungrier male participants were, the more likely they were to select figures with who were very, very large busted, while men who reported being full were more likely to select figures with small, medium busts as more attractive.
This is...
The researchers say a woman's size is linked to how much fat storage she has in her body, but can also be affected by diet and how much she eats. Therefore, men may unconsciously link a woman with a larger bust size as having access to more resources.
Or on the flip side, she's going to eat more food,
yeah,
and he's not going to have enough.
Well,
so it's actually a dumb thing.
Well, I know, but he figures, hey, she knows where the food is. So
that's interesting.
From a caveman point of view.
Well, you know, they called Dave the stomach in high school. Because he was always
I say
hungry.
Nothing. the study also found that men from very poor... in isolated areas, tend to prefer large, busted women as well.
Which one? Say it again.
Poor in isolated areas.
Oh, okay.
One major takeaway from the study, men's preference for sizes seems to be temporary and can change frequently. So you're not locked in.
Men usually aren't,
yeah.
Even when they're supposed to be. Okay?
There you
yeah,
go.
All right.
Not locked in anything.
Nope.
Depends how hungry I am. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF. Brian's on vacay. It's 8:40. We had a situation this morning, as we call it, or the customer service.
Solution Center. Here we are.
There it is. So we had Joe from the Cape call. He's been seeing a woman since...
A cheap woman.
A
cheap and not in
woman.
The good way.
since last summer. And she never pays for anything. So they went for an expensive dinner Saturday. And it was kind of the last straw for him.
Yep.
Because it was a $200 bill. She did not. She had the alligator arms. Won't reach for the bill.
Didn't say, like, oh, let me get the tip.
Right. So he called us and said, what do I do here? It's starting to annoy and it's a problem. So how should he approach it without losing her? Assuming he doesn't want to lose her. Some people think he should.
Yes, they do.
All right. Let's go. Let's take a few more calls. I know Joe's still... listening for some advice. WROR, who is this?
This is Jim from Uxbridge.
All right, Jim from Uxbridge. Give old Joe some advice.
Yeah, stop being a snowflake.
Say it again.
Treat her like the princess that she is.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there's like a lot of our guys.
Yeah, a lot of our guys are like, pay.
Just pay. No kidding.
Just pay. Stop being a
snowflake.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay, why are you yelling?
All right, so Joe, there's some advice for Joe there.
Okay.
He said, don't be a snowflake.
What? Okay.
A GD snowflake.
Right, exactly.
Joe's probably not happy he called today.
Right.
All righty, so there's more advice to come. Stick around for that.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF. And we had a situation today at the Help Center. We like to call it the Help
Desk. Solution Center.
Solution Center. So we'll take last calls.
Results driven.
People were really interested in Joe from the Cape's situation.
So his situation was he's been dating a woman since last August, so that's a long time, and she never, ever opens her pocketbook to pay for anything. It's like he'll ask her to dinner, but, you know, at this point, it's kind of a relationship. Nothing. Let me grab the tip, or just nothing.
And they've been going since last summer.
So the question is, either does he dump her, or does he talk to her, and what do you even say?
All right, so we've been taking calls, 888-410-1057. Hi, ROR, who's this?
This is Jim for advice for Joe.
Man, we're getting so many guys calling.
I know, it's awesome. So interesting.
Because they're very strongly opinionated. Jim, what's your opinion?
Dump her.
I've
been in a relationship for 15 months, and it's been 50-50 since the get-go. She buys me things that I don't even expect, and I get surprised all the time. And my wife of 30 years, who passed 6.5 years ago, was the same thing from the get-go.
I think you're. I gotta agree with him, LBF.
You agree with everybody.
Well, you know, it's she buys him stuff. What's wrong with that?
You literally just you agree with everybody.
I think I do. I agree. You're right.
She's just along for the free ride.
I agree with that. Okay. I think you're right, Jim.
Wow! Surprise! Yeah. Surprise!
She's along for the free ride.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think of that. All right, Jim, good call. We'll pass it on.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. The last person I talked to sways me.
Right?
ROR, who's this?
Yeah, it's Brian from Haverhill. How you doing today?
All right, Brian from Haverhill. All right, Brian, any advice for Cape Joe or old Joe from the Cape?
Absolutely. So ask him to stop completely. Be like asking an alcoholic to stop overnight. It's not going to be pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go out for a nice dinner, $100. I usually tip 25-30%. And just lean over to her and say, do you mind leaving this tip tonight?
Mm.
If she hesitates or does anything like that, she's got to go.
All right. Gotta
go.
Someone
has to bring a little skin to the game.
No guy wants to feel used. That is
exactly
the underlying message. Just feels like
eggs.
You know, there's probably other issues going on in their relationship.
And this is the thing he's persevering.
He's unsatisfied.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's
something.
Yes.
Yeah,
something is not.
Something?
Yeah.
Shame on him. Stop whining. Man up. Ask her to do that if she doesn't. You got to go or she's got to go. One of the two.
Okay. There it is. He's got so many
options.
All
right, guys.
Joe.
You have a great day.
All right. Bye, Brian. See ya.
Bye, Brian. Great call, my friend. Bye-bye. Yeah, I think I agree with Brian.
Yeah. My God.
That's all good advice, though, right?
Sure.
Anywho.
I agree.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I agree. I can't help it. You know, you hear some solid advice.
How come you're not that way with me?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not. Absolutely right. Well, just give me some solid advice and I can keep that in mind. Well, there you go. I hope we helped Joe from the Cape out.
I think we did.
Everybody wants to test her. Let's give her one more test. See if she passes. There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.